Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We're still talking about the name of Allah Al-Adl and our benefit from that name, which is how to implement it in our daily life. Specifically, we stopped about the spiritual vitamins provided by Allah in the Holy Quran to inspire the soul, and the three spiritual vitamins that we were addressing. The first spiritual vitamin is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And the second spiritual vitamin is the love, the very strong desire to go to Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Sajda, إِنَّهُمْ تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. And in Surah Al-Anbiya, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. And both ayat address both kinds of vitamins. Vitamin, spiritual vitamin number two, which is the very strong love to Allah. And spiritual vitamin number three, which very strong fear from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was a very interesting question about, after that, about the people who are in so much love. How could people go in so much love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that makes them think that they are the chosen people? Allah loves them, and we are the chosen people, and He's not going to ever punish us. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran have addressed that, and by saying, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. We are the children of Allah and the chosen people and the loved one. قُلْ, tell them, فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِكُفْرِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْ يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Tell them, why is He punishing you for your mistakes and sins? Now, you are being punished day after day for your mistakes and sins. You are nothing but the creation of His. He forgives whomsoever He wants, and He punishes whomsoever He wants. No higher status. And the Muslims, as we know, the Prophet ﷺ had said, the Muslims are going to follow the footsteps of the Christians and the Jews, step by step, left, right, left, right. And to the level that the Prophet ﷺ said, if the Jews and Christians have entered the hole of a lizard, a hole in the ground where the lizard lives, you guys, Muslims, are going to even enter the same lizard hole. And unfortunately, this is happening. So you can think of it like the Jews and the Christians are like 500 years ahead of us, and then we are following the same steps. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have addressed that kind of following the footsteps when the Jews said, we are the chosen people, and then the Christians followed them about 500, 600, 1,000 years later, Allah knows how long, and they said, we are the children of Allah, and He is never going to punish us. Then the Muslims came later on 500, 600 years, and we said, it doesn't matter, when you say La ilaha illallah, that's all what it takes to go to Jannah, and Allah is not going to punish us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to that, ahead of time, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا بِأَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. It's not by your desires and wishes, or the desires and wishes of the people who have been given the book before you. Whomsoever, it's not according to your desires and wishes, it's not according to the desires and wishes of the people who are given the book before you. Whomsoever makes a sin will be punished for it, will be judged by that sin, will be judged for that sin. And he is not going to find waliyan wala nasira. He is not going to find any relationship or any kin relationship to Allah. Not his children, not his cousins, not his close friends, to protect him from Allah. وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُمْ بِدُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Nothing, no relationship, nothing that will protect them from the punishment of Allah. You like them. You, Muslims, Christians, Jews, all of you, the rule is the same. It does not change. Allah does not discriminate between people. The reason you earn your status is because you are following the path of righteousness. You are carrying, you have the sources of guidance, and you are implementing the purpose of life on earth. That is the reason you get your status. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. You get your status, you earn by your status by following that. Kuntum khayra ummatin in Surah Al-Imran. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhawna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. You were the best nation that Allah has ever brought to earth to help people for the following three reasons. Enjoining good, supporting good, encouraging good deeds, forbidding bad deeds, fighting corruption, standing against corruption, to believe in Allah. Believing in Allah. Because all these two are motivated by believing in Allah. Number three. And you might wonder about the order. You might say, well, why doesn't he say believe in Allah, enjoining good and forbidding evil? It is because many people enjoin, support and encourage good deeds. It's not restricted to Muslims only. A lot of people, Muslims and non-Muslims, enjoin good, support good, command people to do good deeds. And a lot of people forbid evil and bad deeds. The simple example is the police, just as an example. It forbids bad deeds, forbids evil deeds, stop against corruption. The police and the investigations, the agencies, the federal agencies that stops against corruption. Then, but what is the motive for those two guys to do that? The motive for them is to, corruption leads to poverty and weakness. And they want to be rich and strong. And they know, it's a law of nature. You take the path of corruption, kiss your nation goodbye. Kiss your nation goodbye. Once you start implementing injustice, once you start going into this path, and once you start violating the rights of the people in the name of national security, in the name of whatever, once you start going into this path, then kiss your nation goodbye. It is going to go into the path of corruption. It is going to go into weakness. It is going to be a weak nation and a poor nation. And those games, in the name of national security, we want to violate civil rights. This particular game in particular is being played in our countries and in Egypt, and we are very familiar about it. So we fight evil because we want to be rich and strong. Now, the third element comes here, that we Muslims are fighting evil, encouraging good deeds because we love Allah. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Because of our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason. And that leads to an important lesson related to what we're talking about, which is the spiritual vitamins that makes you a reformer is تؤمنون بالله. Belief in Allah that leads to His love, that leads to strong desire to go to Jannah, that goes to strong fear from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the reason we Muslims are going to be the best nation, if we implement these three things. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala applies very special, beautiful style to stimulate His love in the Quran. And that particular style, Brother Zaki is not here, which when I asked him last week, what if I give you $100, wouldn't you love me? He said, yes. What if I make them $1,000, wouldn't you love me more? He said, yo, mom, my God, I love you so much. But he's not here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and reward him as though he's here. So this is how the style that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in the Quran. That he says, for example, in Surah Ibrahim, and that's where we stopped last time. Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa anzala min as-samai ma'an fa akhraja bihi min ath-thamarati rizqan lakum. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحْرِ لِتَجْرِيَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحْرِ لِتَجْرِيَ بِأَمْرِهِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارَ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us with His favors that He has created heavens and earth. Wow, this is so obvious, Allah. I mean, we know that anybody, you ask them, yeah, you created, Allah created heavens and earth. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He dropped water, He rained water from the heaven. As a result, fruits came out. So the blessings are covering us from above and from under. Fruits coming out, and you can say also oil, and you can say also minerals, and everything is coming out. And down rain and safe roof and safe floor. He's surrounding us with blessings from the top and from the bottom. And He has created those. And you think this creation is so great? Allah has made them work for our service. سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ means He made them serve you. He made them work for you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحْرِ لِتَجْرِيَ بِأَمْرِ. He made, to the level that He made, a big, huge, heavy ship made of steel and iron float on water, float and travel. And you know, you take it for granted, but think of it. How could steel float on water? How could it? Allah is the one who made it float. And Allah is saying, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحْرِ لِتَجْرِيَ بِأَمْرِهِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارَ. And He made rivers for you so that you can drink from and use. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ. And He made the sun and the moon work hard continuously. دَائِبَيْنِ, دَؤُوب, like the ants. The ants is a دَؤُوب insect. Work, collect food, store food, work hard, same thing. Allah made the sun and the moon work hard, day and night, non-stop, 7 days a week, 24/7, 365, non-stop. And He made them do all of this for your service, to serve you, to organize your life, to provide you with your needs. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ. And the day and the night. The day, business hours. The night, rest and peace. Business hours, rest and peace. Cycles after cycles. And وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُ. And everything you asked Him for, He provided for you wisely. مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُ. Not everything that you have asked for, no. And for everything you asked for, He provided for you the wise amount. مِن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُ. The wise, what He decides, what He determines, that this is the wise amount, He provided for you. مِن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُ. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you count the blessings and the favors of Allah, count this, count that, they are uncountable. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. The conclusion is very heart-touching. The humans are ظَلُوم كَفَّارٌ. And ظَلُوم is an excessive form of, means excessively ظَلُوم. كَفَّار means excessively كَافِر. Denial. What are you, how are you responding to these favors? Responding with denial and responding with transgressing against the limits that Allah has set for you. So here is the deal. Allah is stimulating His love by reminding you with the blessings. But the shaitan, on the other hand, is normalizing. So Allah denormalizes the blessings. Here's the process. Allah is denormalizing the blessings, and the shaitan is normalizing them. What is the big deal? Everybody's having a son. Oh, what is the big deal? You have two kidneys and one heart. Everybody's having that. That's the least you deserve, man. I mean, is he going to take away your liver? And that's the least you deserve. Just to be like everybody else. Like, I mean, always normalizing the blessings. What is the so big deal about the son? The son is available for everybody. It's there for... Do you pay money for the son? You don't pay a penny for the son. It's there for free. What is the big deal about the sun? What is the big deal about the water? The shaitan is normalizing the blessings of Allah. On the other hand, Allah is denormalizing them in the Quran as a spiritual vitamin. No. Don't take it for granted. It is a big blessing. Don't underestimate this great blessing that I have provided for you. And just to remind you and refresh your memory, ozone layer is getting thinner. And we are so all scared. Oh my God, ozone layer. What are we going to happen then? Are we going to all carry umbrellas all the time to protect us from the ultraviolet radiation from the sun? Or what are we going to do? The ozone layer is even getting thinner. Hey guys, stop using smokes. Stop. I mean, ozone layer. I've been telling you that the sky is a safe roof. Now, do you appreciate when the ozone layer is getting thinner and the sky is becoming less of a safe roof? Then you remember the blessings. You get used to the plenty of food. Okay, here, one drought. Oh my God, where is the water? Well, I've been reminding you about the water. I've been reminding you about the fruits, the crops. Okay, now you know the value? Okay. You know how it is that always you don't feel the value of something until you lose it? Here we go. That's another style that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs us through. So when you see a drought, when you see ozone layer getting thinner, know that there's nothing more wise than what Allah will do. Nothing. If something has happened, then this is the wisest thing that could ever happen. Keep this in your mind. If something that has happened in the past, then know that there is nothing that could be more wise than what actually happened. So if there is a drought, nothing more wisely than having a drought. If there's anything a little bit more wise, it will happen instead. For Allah is the most wise. If you get to know what Allah knows, you yourself will see very clearly that why this thing is the wisest, best scenario that could ever happen is whatever has happened already is what is the best scenario. Keep that in mind all the time. So when you see droughts and all of these things, know that Allah wants to remind somebody, or Allah doesn't want somebody to become a spoiled brat, or Allah has a big wisdom behind it. So here we go. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stimulates His love. So anytime you pass by a verse, okay, what is why Allah is reminding you about His favors? To stimulate His love in your heart. So always keep that in mind when you recite these verses. Then comes in the second spiritual vitamin. How does Allah stimulate the love of Jannah in your heart? Oh, descriptions of Jannah. Oh, every Friday, Sheikh Ala, about what is it? The drink from Kafur, the dress is from silk, and look, and silver, and gold, and beautiful homes, gardens of eternity. And then to make it even more exciting, he makes you hear the sound of the water. From your house in Jannah, he makes you hear the sound of water. Now in Quran, by saying, Jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. So every time you remember a garden, Allah is saying, rivers flowing underneath. So you immediately, oh my God, you're sitting in your garden and the rivers are flowing under your feet without your feet getting wet. I mean, how? I don't know. Maybe under the ground. So how do you see it? I mean, if you buy an oceanfront house, it's more expensive, right? No, it's not going to be an oceanfront house. It's going to be in the water. It's inside the water. The rivers are flowing under. Gardens of eternity. Close your eyes. Walk into Jannah with your imagination. What kind of sound you would be hearing? What kind of scenes you would be seeing? The fruits. And then Allah says, متشابه وغير متشابه. You have fruits that you're familiar with in this life. Okay? They look like familiar food, apples and bananas and everything. But then the Prophet says that the only common denominator between the fruits in Jannah and the fruits in this life is just the name. So the apples and the apples, just the common thing between them is the name. But it is not an apple like the apple. It's not a banana like the banana. It's totally different. And then he goes into description about the women in Jannah. And then the Prophet ﷺ further explains that these women in Jannah will be like the stars. When your wife, the believing wife, goes to Jannah, when she appears, they disappear. They physically disappear, like the stars will disappear when the sun appears. Because your wife, which is in this life, goes and she does a good deed, she does good deeds and goes to Jannah, she becomes way more superior to the women of Jannah themselves. You know, and description goes on and on that they have not been touched before by anybody. They are. You know, all these descriptions, the take home out of these descriptions is the vitamin that you take out is Jannah is very beautiful. I will go there. And for the brothers who are sitting back there, Jannah has a lot of Disneylands, free tokens, unbelievable arcades. No, I mean you enjoy as much as you want. And then on the other hand, description of hellfire. شجرة الزقوم إن شجرة الزقوم طعام أثيم كالمهل يغلي في البطون كغلي الحميم خذوه فاعتلوه إلى سواء الجحيم ثم صبوا فوق رأسه من عذاب الحميم ذق إنك أنت العزيز الكريم إن هذا ما كنتم به تمترون. The tree of Zakum, it looks like the head of the devil. Who saw the head of the devil? Who saw it? Just use your imagination and think what would be the head of the devil look like. Allah say, طَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. It looks like the head of the devil. Then they are going to eat from it and they are going to fill their tummies out of it. When it goes into them, it's going to choke them. It has thorns. It's going to stick into their tongues and it's going to stick into their throats. And then they are going to eat from it. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُولِ. They are going to fill their bellies out of it. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهَا. Then they are going to drink water, boiling water. And it's not water, it's going to be what is collected at the bottom of the hellfire, the sewage water that collects in the bottom of the hellfire, boiling at a very high temperature. That is the water that they would be served by. And then while they are being served with all this food, they honor them, the angels honor them. That's mocking. Sarcastic. Allah is being sarcastic. ذُقْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ. Drink! You are the most honorable. Aziz, Kareem, you are the one who had the highest status. You are the one who nobody could dare to touch or even upset. Your Majesty, your honorable Majesty, drink and eat. This is your honorable. This is especially for your honest, for your honor, for your Majesty. And Allah, in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even describes in Surah Al-Kahf when He says, وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُ. If they ask for water, so hot water. Allah says, Allah did not say we don't provide them water. No worse than that. Allah says, يُغَاثُ. Yeah, we supply them with water. Water supply. يُغَاثُ, here's water supply. But what? Hey, what it comes next? يُغَاثُ بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ تَشْوِي مِنْهُ الْوُجُوهُ. That they will give them water that is going to it's very hot, very boiling to the level that it is going to peel their skin out of their face. And you name it. All of these are intended to stimulate the other vitamin, which is the fear of Allah and the fear of the punishment of Allah. So if you are in the too much love swing, be fear Allah. For He is not going to put up with your bad deeds. I mean, you're not His son. If you swing into the other, which is the too much fear of Allah, then don't. Remember that Allah is so merciful. Between these two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps you in line. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ.
Lot of people talk about Sadiq, Lail, when you say Kalma, Lail, Muhammad Rasulullah, then you're automatically going to heaven. You brought this point.
So, yes, that's true. But you're not going to be saved from the punishment of Allah.
So we have punishment first.
Yeah. The justice of Allah starts, the day of judgment starts that way. Starts first, Allah is so angry that even the prophets don't dare to talk to Him. That is the beginning. That's how it starts. And then, after, you know, we know the hadith that the humanity is going to go to all the prophets starting from Adam, and Adam says, I don't dare to do it, I disobeyed Allah, go to Nuh. Nuh says, I don't dare to do it, I prayed against my people, prayed for Allah to destroy my people after 950 years. And then they go to Prophet, they keep going one after another until they go to Prophet Isa. Prophet Isa says, why don't you go to the man that we all know he was promised that status in life, which is al-maqam al-mahmud, the mahmud status, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they go to Prophet Muhammad, and then he will go and ask his permission. Allah will grant him the permission. He will bow down to Allah and he will praise Allah with words that has never been praised with these words before. Allah is going to, the anger of Allah goes down, and then comes stage number two, which is starting the court. So the anger goes down, and then comes the just the justice. And all of this, the beginning, is because Allah is too angry to start the court. He doesn't want to talk to the people, and He doesn't want to start the court. And he puts them under boiling sun. It's about an inch or a mile or whatever away from their heads, and people are drowning in their own sweat. And only the specially chosen people are under the shadow of His throne. And people will wish that they move on, even if they go to hellfire. So they want Allah, they want somebody to go beg Allah to move on. Just move on, start the court. Even if we go to hell, we can't take it anymore. We can't live in this environment anymore. And this is when they go to Adam and all the way to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the first step. And then the second step, the court starts. Now, the anger of Allah goes down into the level of justice, serving people the just deeds that they did. That's in the court. And then, at the end of the court, crossing the bridge, at the very end, comes the mercy of Allah, that, and also the shafa'ah of Allah is the last attempt. The last step is the shafa'ah of Allah, where Allah is going to make others beg Him to save their relatives and their parents and their children and their family members from hellfire, which is called shafa'ah, when somebody begs Allah to save somebody else. Allah will grant them the permission to do the shafa'ah. And then the Prophet is going to make shafa'ah to his ummah. Some of the people of the ummah are going to be taken of hellfire. And then Allah at the very end is going to say, everybody has made shafa'ah. Where is my shafa'ah? And then He is going to put His hand in hellfire and collect everyone who said La ilaha illallah. And another scenario for this particular situation is also mentioned in Surah Al-Hijr at the beginning, where Allah says, رُبَّمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ, that there will come a day that non-believers, the kuffar, will wish that they are Muslims, any kind of Muslims. And then the Prophet went further, explaining when this scenario is going to happen, is when in the Day of Judgment, when Allah wishes to take away all the people who say La ilaha illallah from the hell, Allah will open a door between them and the non-believers who have never said La ilaha illallah. So the non-believers will see them suffering and screaming in hell the way they are suffering and screaming. So they are going to tell them, what good did La ilaha illallah do to you? What good did your belief in Muhammad do to you? We are both miserable in hell. So at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I swear by my glory, I will never make equal the one who said La ilaha illallah to the one who did not say La ilaha illallah. And then He's going to take all those people who have said La ilaha illallah to Jannah and take them out of hellfire. They are going to go to Jannah. They will get a mark on their shoulder and they will be known as the poor people of Jannah. Masakeen Ahl Jannah. The least one among them, as in the other hadith, was explained that Allah is going to give him 10 times as much as the pleasures of this life. And he will think that Allah is mocking him. And there's a long hadith for that. He says, اِدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ إِنَّ لَكَ الدُّنْيَا وَعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِ الدُّنْيَا. You get the property in the past life, you get it, and 10 times as much in the Jannah. That is the most poor. But at the end, so the conclusion of this is that, yes, everybody who says La ilaha illallah is going to go to Jannah, but no, not everybody who says La ilaha illallah will be saved from the punishment of Allah in hellfire.
This thing people don't know, I think this.
Go ahead. Now, when you talk about like not a punishment but kind of a scene where everybody, including people who are going to hell or heaven, will be under the rage of Allah because of the, you say the sun is going to be so down and everything. Yeah. So no matter whether you're going to hell or heaven.
There are 7 kinds of people that will be under the throne of the Allah, the shadow. The 7 kinds of people under the shadow of the throne of Allah. If I may use this picture, this is the throne of Allah, and there is a shadow under it. And think of this shadow as a very 5-star air-conditioned rest area. Okay? And that's the only area, that's the only expression of mercy that Allah has on this day. there is no other expression of mercy. If you're not in this shadow, you're doomed.
So what about the, okay, there may be something different, like the book being given to you in your right hand and you're a lucky guy, given to you in your left hand.
In the court.
That's the court.
Yes. If the lucky, when Allah's angry, the only lucky ones are the ones under the shadow. There are seven categories that are explained in the hadith. But everybody else is out of the shadow.
Is the cards for the two brothers that have children going around, you can sign up on please. And I'm also, if you are on a pledge for something for the gift, just let me know. If you have money, you can give it out, or if you don't, you just see a pledge on it.
If you can understand,
and the name of the each of the brothers are on the hand. This is for maybe.
No, I don't think so.
Thank you.
Maybe
6 seconds. Okay. The boulangerie is open already.
Well, look.
We said we're going to Frawa.
What's the incentive of it? But I'm getting close. That's the incentive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you want to
stop. We're going Frawa.
You right? Must have been.
Just bend down on the right.
It's more healthy than going for extra fat.
I tell you that.
I have a question. This has
nothing to do with
Islam.
Even if people who said La
ilaha
illa Muhammad Rasulullah,
and they did a shirk, how will they be forgiven in shirk? What shirk? Negates La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. It cancels it. So that you can't be one of the people who says La ilaha illallah and have shirk at the same time. Shirk is different. And there is difference, by the way, between the shirk, when you make a sin and shirk. Sin is not shirk. Sin is a sin.
Yes, yeah, sin. No, but like if you have other ma'buds, you ask people, you know, like... Yeah.
Then that's shirk. Right. Then you don't have La ilaha illallah.
Even though verbally they attest, you know, they say...
Yeah, that is... Once you step into the crossing the limits of praying or believing that other than Allah has the powers of Allah, even... The ones who cross, if you believe that other than Allah has the powers of Allah, other than Allah has the names of greatness that only Allah owns, it doesn't matter. If you say La ilaha illallah, then it doesn't mean anything. So we're going for a walk, right?
Let me finish this. That's question.
I got.
Are you ready? You got
I got the shoes. I get everything. Yeah.
You know, maybe inshallah, when the prayer starts at 5 a.m, it'll be nice. That's appropriate time then.
How much you want to pledge?
Inshallah, my wallet is in the car.
He is in the town. I don't know, apparently he's still with the jet lag. Inshallah.
Oh,
we
want
the flower.
There was a masjid yesterday,
your friend. Where? At MCA, yes. He was planning to be here, I don't know.
Yeah, he's Indian.
Brother Muhammad, do you know where is the location where we walk?
Yeah.
You know the location, right?
Yeah, you give me $1, I go with you.
Okay.
Mashallah, all this, you know...
Or you give me 10 minutes speech, then I can take you there.
during our walk. How about that? I'll give you headache during our walk.
So no, you speaking, we walk. So there's another way to do it.
We were be talking while we're walking. If you go with me.
Okay.
Go with the group. Actually, yeah, it's very
I just want to know the location because I haven't been there.
Is that far?
So start from here. It goes all the way to your house, to Las Garas. So you leave the car here, you go home by just walking like that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
This is right. Your beloved brother, is he?
Yes.
He is the brother you never wanted, right?
Imagine.
No, it's the brother that I always wanted.
Imagine Allah is walking along the canal, you know, on top of the hill, and people calling 911.
This is not working.
They speak.
What is happening lately, boy?
But you know what?
This is brothership. They speak what language?
Maryam Arabi.
Maryam Arabi. Maryam bint
Nabil.
I think to me that is the best dawah in the world. You know, there's guys with this big beard, they're making, you know, halal kebabs and everything. People are going to eat the I think that's the only way.
I am committed to walking.
Join us for a cup of coffee.
Maybe I will join you for the coffee.
Yeah.
Are you going walking?
No,
or going
Actually, what happens? The best thing is, mashallah, when the prayer changes to 5 o'clock.
Brother Ali, we cancel the walk.
Then today's walk can be. So they will. We'll be done by 5:30, and then we'll go to the nearby cancer over here.
Oh, I see. That's
by the time we're at 6 o'clock, and then we'll go after that.
Yes. Did he bring any sweet with him?
I have not seen him yet, so I'm sure he must have, because he was in big, you know, attention. I wouldn't expect, but knowing Khalid, I'm sure he must have.
Yeah, he brings sweet.
Khalid, even in here.
Why don't you call him and say, meet us at Kolandere?
I will go. Let me. I think I have a phone in the car. I will call him. If he picks it up.
He was giving some candy yesterday over here. If he has got it, he is giving to him.
I'll walk to the car.
He was giving some candy yesterday over here.
Check all the cash. The bank.
Yeah, I said, by the time I reach there, Brother Mahdi.
Some fine.
Oh, yeah.
Next time,
Thank you.
This is the street. If we go walk over there as a path, we will go like that.
Okay. Come back. You want to show me?
Yeah.
So walk or to there or to the trail or
yes, right? Yes, we will go to the trail from here.